Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I'm doing a quick show because I need to explain why in the world I would promote a mass antibody testing. And I want to make a couple things clear. I am not promoting forced testing on anyone. I think that's ridiculous, but I do heavily believe in antibody testing. So I need to talk about why I believe in antibody testing. And I think this will give people an idea of why I'm supporting something that seems like it might be against the grain of, you know, supporting this evil cabal that, well, there is an evil cabal. I mean, you know, I have covered it over and over again, the things that are going on. So I would not be supporting anything that would be supporting them. I think this does the exact opposite. And let me explain to you why I think it does the exact opposite. First of all, if we do antibody testing, and it doesn't have to be everyone, but it can be a good segment of the population. If we did that, first of all, it would show really obvious that the death rate on this virus is much lower than the official numbers. In fact, I think it might be lower than the flu. And so there's a big question, why in the world are we doing this if the death rate is lower than the flu? Don't know that for sure, but it looks like it could be, and doing an antibody test would solve that. I also believe it would give us ammo to show that we do not need mandatory vaccines. If you actually had the antibody, you would not need the vaccine. And I, for one, want to know if I had the antibody. In fact, I'm at the point where I want the virus because I know I'm healthy. I take C60. I take care of myself. I try to keep my weight down. And I want to see if I have gotten the virus. If I haven't, I kind of want to get it. And I want to develop the antibodies. And I just want to end this madness. I want to walk around and say, I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't give it to anybody. And let's ditch these gloves and masks. It's just ridiculous. Second, I think that the antibody test will go a long way to open our economy back up and help our country out. I mean, we cannot collapse this country. I'm sorry, but this is really ridiculous what's going on. For those of you that listen to my show, you know that I ran a company. I had a company in 2008. I had 22 employees. And it's not that I don't love to have people working with me, just you have to take on that responsibility. And I took on that responsibility very strongly. And so when we hit 2008 and I was going through all that, I'm telling you, my stress was through the roof and got to the point where my heart wasn't even beating properly. And because stress can do some really, really crazy things to you. And I know that this economy shutdown is going to cause more death than the virus itself. So if we don't get our country out of this collapse or out of this shutdown, shouldn't call it a collapse, I guess it's not a collapse yet, then we will definitely have more deaths. Now, the suicide hotlines that people call into, those are going through the roof. We already had a depression pandemic, if you will. Now we're increasing that. So we got to open this country up, and we have a lot of problems that we have to solve. And we're not going to be able to solve them with us shut in our homes. Businesses desperately need to open it up. They have to pay their mortgages. They got to pay salaries. Their life work can be literally wiped out during this period of time. And I feel for these people. This is ridiculous. And the governors and lawmakers worldwide are saying we need to have more tests. We need to have more tests to open up the economy. Well, this is a test. And why I like the test that I've been promoting, the BioLabs test, is that it's not something that collects your data. It's not going to collect your data. It's just going to tell you whether you have antibodies or not. It's going to tell you whether you have the virus and whether you already have antibodies, so you already had it. But it's not going to be sending your DNA to the CDC. It's just pretty much going to be saying for collection, they have to, it's the law, they collect whether the people who've had the disease or not for numbers purposes. That's what we want them to do. We want them to say, yes, there has been a ton of people that have already had this, and the number of deaths are way lower than what you think it is, a percentage of deaths. And I also believe that if we don't get this economy going, We've already seen civil unrest to a certain degree. I think there'll be mass civil unrest. I think that it will get out of control. I also think that if they try to force a vaccine down our throat and do mandatory vaccines, I can't even imagine why they do mandatory vaccines. We know that the flu vaccine actually makes you more susceptible to this COVID-19 virus. They're covering that up. There's studies that are showing that. And so why in the world would we want to have a vaccine for this? And I also think that hydrochloroquine, the combination of having something that takes care of this virus, hydrochloroquine, not always, but to a great degree. And then we have antibody testing showing that a lot more people have gotten this virus than what they are saying. The combination of those two pretty much puts an end to this BS. That's why I'm promoting it. I want to put an end to this BS as quickly as possible. And I'm going to end this saying that contrary to some, I am not part of the CIA. I have never been part of any intelligence agency, and I'm 100% independent. And again, me promoting a test like this, I'm doing it because I really believe that along with hydrochloroquine can put an end to this ridiculous situation that we're in. So I'm going to tell you, if you really want to help get this economy open, please contact me at COVID19@sarahwestall.com. It's an email. I can't put anything on social media. I can't put anything on my website, but I sure can have people email me. I have people helping out, and we're going to help get this out to as many people as possible. We are trying as fast as we can to get it. I mean, governors claim they don't have enough tests. Countries are claiming they don't have enough tests. Well, let's get them the antibody test. That's going to be way more effective than the just to see if you have the virus. Although this one does both. It's inexpensive. It's around $40, and it works in about 10 minutes. And again, any company, institution, anybody that's incorporated can get this and order it. And you need to have somebody affiliated, like a nurse or a clinic or a doctor who has an actual license, who can administer it. That's the way the law is set up on this thing. But these guys are the real deal that I'm working with. They are supplying New York City with tests every day. They are cleared by the FDA, by the government. They have been chosen as a preferred vendor. They work with the VA system. They have closed many deals around the country and world. So if you're in another country and you need this, COVID19@sarahwestall.com. Governors can contact me. Anybody who needs help at getting this, lawmakers, city mayors, big companies. If you are a health and wellness person at a company and you help get people back to work, you can contact me. Anyone who can make this happen can contact me, and we can get this to you as quickly as possible. And I don't think we should force this on anybody. Free will. I'm all about free will, freedom. And if somebody doesn't want to get tested, they shouldn't have to get tested. And in fact, we shouldn't have to test everybody. We should be able to extrapolate. We should be able to do a decent part of the population and extrapolate out. Once you have the antibodies, you're free to go. I would like to see all the young people, especially anybody under 30, should not be in their homes. I'd like them to just get out, get the antibodies, and enjoy life. This is ridiculous. So again, COVID19@sarahwestall.com. Send me an email. And I hope you are all staying safe. And I'm hoping you're trying to find ways to stay positive, to be with your friends, your family, whether it's by video, whether you can spend time playing games. I've been playing more dominoes. I got dominoes are playing, Trivia Pursuit. I got all sorts of stuff. I'm playing with my kids. My son made me dinner on Easter. That was really cool. It's been an amazing time with my family, but I feel sorry for them. I usually work out of my home. My kids need to get out of the house. And I got two young adults, and they shouldn't have to be locked up for months. And I don't think anybody else should have to be locked up for months. Let's end this POW huge camp that we're in and get back to work.